All right, hanging out here talking with Brad and Ryan of Fleischer, as well as Megan Dawson. How's everybody doing today?
Great. How are you doing?
Oh, not doing too bad. So how exactly did you guys get started performing?
I don't know if you guys want to go first or...
You take it, Megan. Ladies first. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. I guess for me, I've been singing my whole life, but I did it in secret for the majority of it. And I always loved country music, but I also love pop music. And so within that, I kind of found my style. I started songwriting about 7 years ago and just kind of picked up a guitar and learned how to play kind of from YouTube and Google and just started doing open mics and playing around the city and writing more songs. And I've been doing it ever since. And I love the journey. And, you know, you meet really cool people like yourself, Everett, and also like Brad and Ryan.
Perfect segue. Yeah, Ryan and I are brothers, so we go back a ways, also not just as brothers, but also as performers. We started kind of taking to music and listening to the stories that we heard in the songs as we grew up, and it really spoke to us, and we eventually wanted to tell our own stories of our lives through the songs that we write. So we started performing when I was 14, Brad here, and then Ryan was 13, I believe, kind of just little small town shows in our hometown Airdrie, and then kind of branched out and eventually just grew the thing as big as we could. And yeah, it's been a blast. We've played hundreds of shows now and had a blast meeting all sorts of people, and yeah, been good.
So what was the moment for you guys that you guys decided this was going to be a career, not just a hobby or something you did kind of in hiding, as Megan referred to it as?
I would say for myself, I think when I started doing open mics and sharing my original songs live with people and really starting to hear the feedback of how people resonated with it or they related to it in some way. And I think that's when it really clicked for me. Like I just, that feeling alone and just being able to have human connection in that form, it's just something that I really wanted to do for as long as I possibly can. So that's when I really started to dive into it as a career and wanting to perform more songs and write more songs with more people in the industry. And I've been very grateful to be able to do so. So that was probably it for me.
I think on our end, Brad and I played our first show. Like you said, he was 14, I was 13. And we kind of had a moment on stage there where I guess mostly just after we got off stage, we looked at each other and we were pretty young, right? We didn't really think of it in terms of a career necessarily, but we looked at each other and we kind of just had a moment where we decided that we wanted to just see how far we could take it. I guess that's what got us here, and we're excited to see kind of where things go in the future.
So I guess for Brad and Ryan, then, how does it work with you guys being brothers? Like, have you guys not like killed each other? Because me and my brother, I mean, we can't even be on the same ice surface playing hockey as kids without it basically coming to blows. And even to this day, I think anything more than a month living under the same roof, I don't think fists have been thrown in quite some time, but doesn't necessarily work out as well. So I've always been curious how families manage to make this really work, especially with a performing career where that can be very stressful.
It can be quite stressful. You know, when occasionally you get a show where it seems like nothing's going right and you got technical issues or whatever, and it just so happens that as brothers, you can quite often take each other for granted in the way that that person's kind of stuck with you, kind of thing. And so in those cases, it's hard not to kind of just, you know, lose control a little bit, I guess. But that's the thing, is it's just such a cool story. Through the years, we lived together for 26 years. So we moved out of our parents' place and moved in together and continued to work as musicians. So we saw each other all the time. So with the challenges comes a really great thing, which is just this really cool story to look back on. All of the trials and tribulations and the triumphs are things that we share. And it kind of, just like any relationship, really, eventually you can kind of look back on it, and it's really, really quite a cool thing to look back on.
Yeah, I think a lot of times, you know, if things kind of get a little out of hand, you kind of just got to bring it back to that common goal and kind of what we decided that many years ago, like I said, at our first show, where we wanted to take it as far as we can. And the only way to do that is together, you know?
So this is your guys' second collaboration together. First time being Feel the Same. Kind of led to you guys wanting to work together in the first place and then to produce a second song together.
Yeah, I mean, we all kind of connected probably, I think it was back in like 2019 or 2020 at the Country Music Alberta Awards. And I think in general, like we kind of had connected through mutual industry pals and everything. And we all decided to write together with, along with our friend Chelsea Hayslip on Feel the Same. And I think that was just a really cool mixture of my kind of pop country with like the boys having more of like the rock kind of side. And I think there was this really cool balance that we all brought to the songwriting process. And that's the song that came out of it. It was always really cool having two different perspectives, kind of one more like female side and one on the male kind of side. And I just think it worked really well and it was just super fun to do and the process felt very seamless. That's my side. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think it was just really cool writing a song that we were all so excited about as our first song together. Yeah, that was the first time that we had all written together. We were all excited about the song, so it was kind of cool to just take that a little bit further and actually record it. And, you know, we haven't done a lot of collaboration recordings at our end, and I know Megan hasn't either. So it was just a cool little thing to keep pushing. And when you do one song, it's like we had that other song, second, you know, the new one, Second Wind as well. And we were just like, let's record them both. Let's make it a thing. Let's do two songs together. And they both have very, you know, there's some similarities, but they both have their own unique flavor too. So it's just cool to share that with our fans on both sides, Megan's and our own, and hopefully share a little bit of that.
What led to putting Second Wind, I guess, out to radio rather than just throwing it out there on DSPs? It's something I'm always rather curious about.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That's a good question. I think with Feel the Same, it was the first time that I think for all of us, we did a full radio tour for it. And I think going out and meeting everyone at radio who has been supporting us and getting that face-to-face time and just being able to promote the song in that way was a really cool experience. And I think just with how like country radio is such an essential part of country music and getting your song out there. And so naturally, also, we're working with an amazing Adrian, who is absolutely amazing at supporting our song at radio. So it was a pretty easy yes to wanting to put it back out there again.
I would also add that this song also just, it's a great radio single. And the moment that we finished through the recording process, we repeatedly kind of noted to each other and shared and expressed feelings that it just felt like a great radio song. And it even, you know, there's a line in the song that even mentions through the static of the radio stations as you're kind of traveling through towns and remote areas. So yeah, it just lent itself well to that format, I think.
So this being the second of collaboration, are you guys thinking about going for a trilogy and a third song together, or is it just kind of stop at two for a bit?
Oh, I don't think anything's off the table at this point. I think it's kind of cool when you find another artist and like a group of writers, as Meg was saying with our friend Chelsea Hayslip, when you find a group that you click with, it's just kind of, you know, you just kind of see what happens in the future, and I wouldn't be opposed to it.
I love to hear that. I second that.
Second Wind.
Hey.
It'd be kind of awkward if you did say I am opposed to it while she's on the phone here, but
yeah, that wouldn't go well. And that's where the collaboration ended.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I thought maybe Megan would come back and say, well, actually.
Oh my gosh. Never, never, never.
Yeah. Well, as you can tell, yeah, we do have a good time with it. So it's always good.
So what is the big plans for you guys, either jointly or independently, for the rest of 2024 look like?
Kind of getting those last bit of shows in before the end of the year, as well as doing lots of writing and looking to start kind of new projects and heading into the new year with some new music and some really exciting things there. So I would say that's it for my end. What about you guys?
We're kind of in sync with that, for sure. But yeah, a lot of songwriting as well. And we're really excited about the songs we've been writing recently. Can't wait to record them and share more music that we're super proud of with the fans that have supported us for a long time. So
awesome. Well, Second Wind is a great second collaboration for you guys. Again, hopefully down the line there is more. Thanks for taking the time to hang out and talk.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Evan. Yeah, appreciate it.